Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, July 8th. Hope everybody's having a wonderful time watching Summer League NBA during July nights. Yes, I watched Paolo Banchero take it to Jabari Smith on Thursday night. Very exciting stuff. Paolo Banchero looks like he's going to be Rookie of the Year. I know people are excited for Chet, but I wrote about it for Fox. The only two guys I'm betting for Rookie of the Year are Banchero and Keegan Murray. I think those two guys have the best shot. Keegan Murray maybe in a Scotty Barnes type role for a Kings team, I think will be better than some people believe. And Banchero, because he's going to be the fulcrum of the Orlando offense. I think he's going to put up, I don't know, conservatively 14-7-4. I mean, is that realistic on a team? We'll see what happens with Isaac coming back. I don't believe any of their guards are too lethal. Franz Wagner was okay last year. Yeah, I mean, I think Banchero's their best guy, and it'll show pretty quickly. But again, I just spent a minute talking about Summer League NBA. That's where we are on the podcast in July. Quick programming note, I will be on The Herd later this morning discussing a few NBA matters, a few NFL matters. I will be cluing Cowherd into my discussions with Kevin Durant over Instagram from a week ago, exactly, yes, right before July 4th. And that should be fun. So obviously check out The Herd later today. Another quick programming note. Thank you for the kind words on the Brad Powers interview. You guys loved some college hoops up in your business in July. And Powers is really locked in. I mean, if it were up to me, I could do, NFL gambling, college football gambling, multiple days a week here in July. That's how bleak things are. No, I'm not going to talk about Aaron Rodgers' dumb tattoo. I don't care. It's a funny little nugget from my Instagram stories. I joke that it looks like a clue in Stranger Things. By the way, not done Stranger Things, so please, guys, do not send any spoilers. But I also have an idea for someone to talk TV/movies next week. I have broached it with Rob G. Let's see if we can deliver him, because I have some questions about Stranger Things. Also, this new movie Thor is coming out. I was quick to get to the new Jurassic Park. I gave that, you know, that was good, two thumbs up or whatever. I'm a little less enthused to see Thor, although I do think historically Thor movies have been quite good. That being said, let's quickly get to a couple topics. There's not a ton so far today, but apparently multiple reporters, you know, looking to put stuff out there, trying to gin up the rumor mill, are claiming Kyrie, yes, he's going to go to the Lakers. It's going to happen probably after KD gets traded, meaning it could be a while, but Kyrie going to go to the Lakers. LeBron wants it. It's going to happen. I know a lot of people think that's going to happen. I just want to direct folks to a Jeannie Buss. Oh, yeah, by the way, she's the owner of the Lakers. A Jeannie Buss tweet from right before July 4th. And it's possible that while traveling for July 4th weekend, you missed it. But Jeannie Buss, out of the blue, if you look at her timeline, this is extremely uncharacteristic. I miss KB, Kobe, obviously. He would understand and explain everything that I'm not allowed to. Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. I don't know if that's, this is me interjecting. I don't know if that's a dig at Magic, Jabbar. It felt a little over the top. Wilt, he's up, Kobe's certainly up there, but how is he topping Magic? At any rate, Jeannie Buss. He understood team over self. That is the line you need to remember. Kobe understood team over self, meaning your rewards would come if you valued team goals over your own, then everything would fall into place. All can reply. I don't know what that means. I guess usually you can't reply to her. But why would Jeannie Buss randomly on July 3rd, that's not that I'm aware of, historical date in Kobe Bryant's history. He understood team over self, meaning your rewards would come if you valued team goals over your own, then everything would fall into place. Guys, this is clearly, clearly a cryptic message to LeBron James. If you don't see that, I can't help you. It's pretty clear LeBron is leaning on the Lakers hard and he wants Kyrie Irving. It's pretty clear LeBron knows I'm at 38. I'm getting up there. I think Kyrie gives me a better chance to win than Russ. I get that. Jeannie Buss understands team goals. She's saying Kobe, who, by the way, demanded a trade back in the day, Kobe demanded valued team goals over your own. Just got to put that there. I don't see this Kyrie Irving thing happening for sure. I'm sorry, I just don't. You guys know I don't want it to happen. I don't think it's a smart move for the Lakers. I don't think in the long run it's going to help LeBron. It definitely is not helping the Lakers in the long run, because you know Kyrie's going to be a nightmare. And then if he happens to clean up his act for, you know, he gets his act together for 9 months or whatever, then he's going to demand a ton of money. And it's going to end poorly because the Lakers will give it to him. That being said, you guys know how business works, right? You know how markets work. What is the market for Kyrie Irving right now? It's nothing. Nobody wants him. Find me a team. Name a team that is interested in Kyrie Irving. Go ahead. And don't say everybody would want Kyrie. No, that's not how it works. Look at the situation. He has 1 year left on his deal, and then wherever he goes, he's either A, going to demand money, or B, get the hell out of there and go somewhere where he can get the money. So don't tell me there's a market for Kyrie Irving. Does a team like Toronto want to take a chance on him the way they rented Kawhi Leonard? I mean, unless Toronto's out there saying that, I don't see them doing that. Who are you going to give up? I don't know how that move makes sense. Now, if you look at the Kawhi Leonard trade back in the day, they didn't give up a lot, Toronto, to get Kawhi, because it was a 1 year rental. They knew the deal. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard, a much better player. I don't think anybody would argue that. Much better player, a much better talent than Kyrie Irving. Kawhi Leonard, finals MVP. I mean, he's an incredible basketball player. Kyrie Irving is a talented one, but he's not lifting a team to the championship. The guy hasn't been in the conference finals since he left LeBron. And no, it doesn't count in Boston when he's injured. So he didn't play. So this idea that the Lakers are going to bend over backwards and give up those future picks, like, no. Why are they doing that? If nobody's bidding for Kyrie, they should not give up anything. This is very, very simple, guys. So that's the one thing I want to get out of the way first is, like, I think a lot of people miss this cryptic genie bus tweet. And I'm not buying this idea that the Lakers absolutely need to bend over backwards and run out and get Kyrie Irving. That just makes no sense to me. That being said, I understand Brad Turner of the, I think it's the LA Times, maybe LA Daily News, and Mark Stein, formerly of ESPN, both are saying they expect Kyrie to ultimately end up with the Lakers. And I get that, because where else is he going to end up? Is he going to stay and play in Brooklyn? If you ask me today, my guess would be Kyrie and Kevin Durant stay. I think the Nets say, we're not getting a deal for KD, which we'll get to in a sec, and we're just going to give this a shot. Sorry, guys. I'm not giving you what you want, KD. Now, to move on to KD.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports is reporting that Kevin Durant is ghosting other stars. Now, if you are over the age of like, I don't know, 37, you may not know what ghosting is. It's one of these things in relationships where, you know, you meet somebody, you're dating, everything's cool, and then all of a sudden the person just ghosts you. Doesn't return your calls, texts, they don't talk to you, you don't know what happened. They just vanish. Like, this is a thing people do, young people. You know, dating is tough. I don't want to tell any of my dating horror stories back in the day. I had some unfortunate ones. Everybody does. But if Kevin Durant is ghosting stars, what does that mean? Well, I think you need to start with the origin. Where does this come from? Chris Haynes. Who has Chris Haynes been closer with? Which NBA star than any other reporter in the league? And that's answer. That's an easy one. Damian Lillard. So my read here is Damian Lillard has reached out to Kevin Durant saying, yo, can we get you to Portland? Come on, man. Can you push? Can you get your way here? And it's pretty clear Kevin Durant is not responding. Now, what other athletes could Chris Haynes be close with? Well, we know that he has done some stuff with LeBron. I would assume KD is also ghosting LeBron James. KD don't want to talk to anybody. What does that mean? So there's a lot to deal with in the Kevin Durant thing. I will point out, listener to this podcast, know that a week ago Friday, Kevin Durant sent me probably 10 direct messages on Instagram when I tagged him. We had a back and forth. I talked about it on, I think, Tuesday's podcast. Could I post them on Twitter? Do I want 10,000 retweets? No, I don't care about that stuff. It's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything to me. So I'm not posting them. I'll talk about them. But I'm not going to, you know, then there's also a chance KD never responds. But we have been exchanging messages dating back to, geez, 20, I think it was 2017 when I called him the best player in the NBA. When he got to the Warriors, and I knew they were going to win the championship. And I said he took the title from LeBron. And everybody said, well, LeBron had 50 in game one, and he has no teammates. And that was 2018. And LeBron's still better. And KD eviscerated him head-to-head. Look at the stats in the fourth quarter. It wasn't close. Kevin Durant was the best player in the league for 2017 and 2018. Undeniable. He was the best player on the best team. He was the best player in the league. I don't think he won the MVP either year because he didn't play enough games, but he was the best. And all that stuff, guys, about Kevin Durant having rabbit ears and knowing what's going on, that's all true. All I did was tag him in some posts. That's it. And he didn't like the one, obviously, when I said, hey, Steph Curry broke Kevin Durant. He didn't like that. And I get it. That's understandable. And, you know, he took that a little personally. Ultimately, though, I thought it was a productive conversation. And my big takeaway from it was I don't think Kevin Durant knows what he wants. I don't think he knows what he wants because if he knew, he would have already demanded, I'm going here. And the only quasi demand he has is Phoenix. But Phoenix ain't giving up Devin Booker. And if they have to give up Booker, Kevin Durant doesn't want to go there. So these demands are silly and hollow. And it's almost like a cry for help. I don't know what the deal is. I also speculated that Kevin Durant, on our talk this week with the Nets beat writer, I said, well, is there a chance that KD essentially is demanding a trade so Kyrie can get paid? And like, this is Kevin Durant putting all his chips in the middle. Now, other people have since reported that when Kevin Durant went to the Nets owner and said, I want to be traded, the Nets were like, well, we can talk you out of this. You know, we'll move Kyrie. We'll do this, that, and the other. And Kevin Durant said, no. So maybe there is some kind of connection to Kyrie where he says, like, I want to play with Kyrie, but why? That's what I don't get. Why would you want to play with that guy? But we don't really need to go there. So I will say breadcrumbs are a fun thing, right? And obviously we talked a lot about the Brian Windhorst Utah Jazz breadcrumbs last week. So I went on IG Thursday morning and I follow this guy named Rico Hines. He played college basketball at UCLA. You know, he was one of these guys, like a reserve, seventh, eighth man, whatever. But he played at UCLA, and he was a popular player, and he started summer runs at UCLA. And when I moved out here, obviously the Fox lot is right next to UCLA and Westwood. I would go over and start to play pickup basketball, and I would ask, of course, around. I'd be like, oh, hey, can I get into these summer runs? And I eventually got to meet Rico Hines, nice guy, and it was the kind of thing where Rico Hines is like, yeah, you can come, but you know, you can't get video. There's no interviewing guys and all this. Of course, the only times I show up, who's there? Kevin Durant. Rico Hines on Thursday was added to the Toronto Raptors staff. Okay? And you can Google Rico Hines, Kevin Durant. They've worked together plenty. Rico Hines, a good dude, knows hoops, obviously. I don't want to read too much into the breadcrumbs, but it is one of those interesting, because if you really read around, one of the alleged reasons that Durant asked for the trade was because the Nets didn't retain two, like, assistant coaches. And again, this doesn't add up to me. In text exchange, not text, sorry, Instagram DM exchanges with KD before he signed with the Nets, I had point blank asked him, yeah, but that Knicks owner, dude, he's such a clown. Why, you wouldn't really go to the Knicks, would you? And he's like, at my level, owner, it doesn't matter. Who cares? And I'm like, okay, so he said that, doesn't care about the owner. But why would he care about two assistant coaches? And what happens to them in Brooklyn? Because he really jives with his assistant coaches? I mean, if you really want to get big picture, the Utah Jazz dumped Donovan Mitchell's best friend on the team. Then they traded Royce O'Neal, his other good friend. And it's pretty clear the Utah Jazz are now saying, hey, man, Donovan, this ain't your team. We're going to do what's best for the team. That's very obvious. And if you look at Brooklyn, all of a sudden, Kyrie, we're not paying you. KD, we're not going to trade you unless we get the package we want. Sorry, your coaches are gone, buddy. But this, it's going to be done our way. And to tie it all together, the Jeannie Buss tweet, is that her signaling to LeBron, hey, you know, team overall, by the way, last summer, you were the one who got Russell Westbrook, and now here we are. So I do wonder if you zoom out and think, huh, are the owners pushing back against bending over backwards to some of these players who are stars, and hey, you got to keep the stars happy because otherwise they're going to demand to get out of here, right? Like, are we seeing pushback against that narrative? I don't know. Maybe we're headed there. I still think there's a bunch of teams that would do whatever it takes to get stars because stars mean more TV games, more playoff runs, chance at a championship. I'm pretty confident that the Minnesota move acquiring Rudy Gobert was not like Carl Anthony Towns driven or Anthony Edwards driven. My guess is Minnesota was excited to get back to the playoffs. They have new ownership, A-Rod being one of the two guys. And they said, well, who cares about four future picks? We're never in the playoffs. Let's go get somebody who could be a difference maker. And in the regular season, Rudy Gobert certainly is. In the playoffs, that kind of remains to be seen. But I don't think that move was driven by the stars. And it's interesting because, you know, I know people want to try to put a date of death on the super team era. And is it over? Are we done with that? It's possible. But let's see what happens to Durant.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Does someone try to form a super team around Durant because you know you've got him on the books for three more years? Or is the super team era just done? I personally like the super team era because I like stars, and the more stars I can get on the team, the better the game's going to be. That being said, a lot of people didn't. Also, the counter to that is the ratings were significantly up during 2015, 2016, 2017, Warriors. I mean, the numbers for the finals were way better. Now, the ratings did pick up on the TV end this season, but not so much in the playoffs. I do think, like, listen, as good as the Miami Heat are, like, are they a huge TV draw? Like, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry? No. The Bucks, I mean, we know they're not a TV draw. They're a good team. Holiday, Giannis, and Middleton. I mean, we know the Sixers are a good team. Harden, Embiid, but they only have two stars. I mean, Tobias Harris doesn't really go in there. The super team era does seem to be waning. I feel like the new move is going to be, let's get two and then surround them with like three other really good players in case someone's hurt, gives you more flexibility to make a trade, gives you more flexibility if somebody else elsewhere is unhappy. It's just easier to be flexible with two superstars instead of paying three. I mean, look at how the Heat ended. Remember, losing the finals, win-win, drained in season four. Everything they'd done had basically run its course, and the ship had sailed for the Heat. What did LeBron do? He got the hell out of town. Next year, Heat missed the playoffs. Warriors, super team, that hit the skids with the injuries. They just got back and won a championship. Trust me, I am pro super team. I do think that's a great way to go about business. Luka Doncic, wouldn't he kill for two teammates? Of course he would. Their biggest move was getting Christian Wood, guys. They lost their second best player in Jalen Brunson. They went to the conference finals. Like, you don't think the Mavs are trying to make things happen? So, listen, it's going to be an interesting NBA summer. I think we're going to have to wait on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I just don't see anything imminent. It feels like a stalemate. Like, if you're coming to me and the best player you can get me is like Pascal Siakam, why am I doing that? What am I doing with Pascal Siakam? Well, at a cap of like 48 wins, I would definitely, in a heartbeat, take Bridges and Ayton over Pascal Siakam and four picks. I'm not a huge Siakam guy. I know he was third team all NBA. I know they won 48 games. They had a good roster. But I'm of the belief that, you know, you want to be a contender or you want to be at the bottom. The problem is that doesn't apply to the Nets simply because they gave away all their picks in the Harden deal. So they can't be awful. They're just not allowed to be, or they won't even have their pick. So you've got to get a couple of good players. If you're telling me you can get Ayton, Bridges, maybe Cam Johnson to make the salaries match, and like two or three picks, how is that not a great haul? You're getting two starters and a six man? Like, I don't understand how that's a bad thing, but again, the Nets seem to be firm and then that's not good enough for them. Well, I'd just say look around the league and good luck finding something better. All right, that'll be it for today, guys. Everybody have a great weekend. I know you'll be watching NBA Summer League. My kids start their Summer League out here in California. We'll see how that goes. I am not coaching. I'd worked in the salt mines coaching back in the day, And I'm just not really doing that now. I'm in my own league playing. And oh, by the way, fun fact, we played a good pickup game Thursday, and man, one of the best shooters I've been around in recent, I don't know, weeks, months, showed up. This guy, never seen him before. He rolls up with anybody who rolls up to pick up basketball in sweats and a hoodie, I'm always suspect of. And he played on the court wearing sweats and the sweatshirt. So, like, I couldn't get a read on his frame, but I watched a couple warm-up shots. I'm like, all right, he looks good. The guy proceeded to make 10 of his first 11 shots. They wiped the floor with us in the first game. They dominated the opponent in the second game. And then we got him back because their second best player left. I know you don't care. I finally find out he was a big deal in high school around here out in California. And then he went to junior college. And I guess, you know, that's where his basketball career kind of petered out. But the guy can go. So, listen, I know you guys like to think of hashtag dad life. It's one of the most fun things I do. Playing pickup basketball. It just, it's incredible. I love it. It's one of the most fun things I do. Outside of, obviously, you know, doing the podcast and going on shows and all that. Playing, nothing really beats pickup basketball. They say a basketball sweat is the best sweat. So go out and play some basketball this weekend. I'll talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.